Hi, I'm Lindsay Rogin, and this is KRCU's Exposition. This is a show where we dive into the arts, music, and culture of Cape Girardeau and its surrounding areas. Since June, the Arts Council of Southeast Missouri and Southeast Health have been jointly hosting their 27th annual art installation at the hospital. Art for the Health of It is located in a transport hallway and features pieces by artists from across the region. Director of the Arts Council, Sarah Steffen, says not only does it provide color on the walls, but it's also proven to be a great healing and soothing agent for the patients who pass through.
Even the doctors and the nurses are, burned out. So it's nice to have some artwork on the walls. And everybody really loves it. Every time I hang it up each year in the hallway, doctors and nurses pass by and are like, it's that time of year again. It's that time of year again. And they just really are excited because we're able to put anywhere between 25 to 40 pieces up in the hallway.
You know, it's pretty well known that like hospital art is pretty drab. Mm-hmm. So I bet it's a nice change for them.
Yeah, we're able to put some nice local artwork. Regional artwork up, and the artists just really love it. They really enjoy it and are able to do something good with their artwork and just really provide a soothing agent for the people there.
So tell me about the particular pieces in this installation. Any themes or artists that people can kind of look for?
There's a lot of landscapes, some pictures in the pictures, flowers. One that I really adore is by Mike Tenholder. His piece is called Carol in Maggie Mount Helix. Another one that I really love is Tom Newmeyer. He's an excellent photographer. His work is always outstanding. And then another one of my favorites would have to be Linda Buis. She is just absolutely wonderful, and she's the cutest little artist. I love her to death. And so her work is just very popular here in the region, and to have her in the hospital is just an A+ for me. Linda Buis will kind of do oils, and then Mike Tenholder kind of does the same, oils, acrylics, that type of thing. They're just really beautiful pieces. We had quite a bit of different mediums, a lot of photography this year, which isn't bad. I love photography, and it's just really great. But paintings, we don't really allow 3D work because, we got to keep the hallways clear. We don't want people to get more hurt in the hospital when they're there to heal, But it's really great. And we got some really well-rounded pieces, and we even got some new people, which was really great to see.
And so how has the gallery been received by patients and doctors? You said that they get pretty excited.
But yes, they are just so tickled, and they're so sweet. I've even been told, or it's been suggested, maybe we move it to maybe the wintertime, or even do maybe twice a year. That way we can just cover more ground, because it's only up around 2 to 3 months, which is pretty short. It's a really quick get it and go type of gallery, type of show, but people really enjoy it. I know the Hannibal Arts Council does one where it's one particular artist at certain times, and ours is very much kind of like a jury judge show. So that would be kind of interesting. Maybe if we did do a second one, maybe we could feature a special artist for a different time.
It's a quirky title for a gallery too. Art for the Health of It.
Yeah, Art for the Health of It exhibit. Yeah, it's kind of got to put some art in there, and then it's for people's health. So it's good
for
your health. Art is good for your health.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Sarah.
All right. Thank you so much, Lindsay. Appreciate it.
That was Sarah Steffens with the Missouri Arts Council of Southeast Missouri. The Art for the Health of It Gallery at Southeast Hospital will have a closing reception Sunday, September 8th from 2 to 4 p.m. For KRCU, I'm Lindsay Grogene. To hear this interview again or to hear more episodes of our arts and culture podcast, Exposition, visit our website at krcu.org. Thanks for listening.